Smith hands out in front, takes the snap, play action, looking right, nothing there deep, slides left, points, he's hit by Floyd, the ball pops up in the air towards the sideline, diving DeVones to the sideline, did he catch it? He did, interception, Rice Owls. Snap, handoff to Connors, middle of the field, runs inside the three, the two, the one, into the end zone, touchdown, Rice Owls. Touchdown, Dean Connors, fly, Owls, fly, off the jump. Owls don't waste any time. Trip set. Here's the shotgun snap. Hennigan, pressure in his lap. Got a grab around the ankle and pulled down by Morris. Ty Morris, the sack, the 27-yard line. A loss of 9, his fifth sack of the season. Barnett, the fullback in motion. Snap, quick slam to the middle. Caught by Walker, 30. Up the middle of the 40. Now left side, 50. The 40, Braylon Walker, his longest catch of the season. He diagonals out of bounds and gets planted after going out near the 30-yard line. Twins right, a receiver left, takes the snap, looking right, throwing towards the back right corner, juggled, incomplete, incomplete, no flags on the play, knocked down by JoJo Jean, Rice 43, Houston 41, they'll be crying on Colin tonight, whose house? The Owls' house. Rice wins the Bayou Bucket here as fireworks go off at Rice Stadium.
First and 10, 21. Here's the pass for Archie. Hit by Morrison as he throws left near the sticks, and it's incomplete. To the USF Bulls receiver, Brown Stevens. 8:15 of the third. Rice 27 and South Florida 14.
Some really good defense out there by Max Ahoya. Boy, he's all over it today.
Yeah, he checks out now. They've got fresh on this near side. Fabian Marks goes into the far boundary. Second and 10 to 21. Archie out of the shotgun. Rice leads by 13 at the 8:15 juncture. Snap. Archie shows it, and Wright takes it and sprints left side to get stood up.
Just getting past
the line of scrimmage for 3 yards. Third down and 7 coming up here for the South Florida Bulls. 6-5 on the season. 4-3 in league play. Coach Goldish, his second season. Each of his 4 seasons as an OC prior to USF, his offense finished top 10 in scoring and total offense. And
64 yards rushing today, JP. That's it.
Yeah, they average about 200. Top 20 in the country rushing the football. Rice has really limited them. Knock on wood. 3rd and 7 to 24. Archie back to pass. Looks over the middle. Thrown wide. Incomplete to a diving tight end Singletary. You got Gabe Taylor back there in defense. Going to miss him.
Charlie Lewis
on that rush. 4th and 7, they'll punt it away.
Yeah, he put a little pressure on the quarterback that time. You can see him getting to him. And Gabe Taylor right there defending on the pass play. Ooh, Charlie Lewis is a load. 6'3", 275, playing that defensive end spot. He's NFL size.
Yeah, he can play on my team any day.
I'm telling you.
Halfway through this third quarter, Rice up by 13, 27-14. Thompson back at his own 30. Big punt comes from the Aussie Stokes. And Thompson looking to his right. It bounces a few yards ahead of him near the sideline at the 32 and out of bounds. 41-yard boot from Stokes. And it'll be Rice football. 7:23 the third, leading South Florida by 13. A lot of the gray clouds overhead. It was clear early as the temperature hit its peak around 60, and it's creeping down the low 50s or the upper 50s now. Fans bundled up.
Funny story.
Okay, wait.
Personal.
Funny ha-ha.
I was walking out of the house, and my wife told me, she said, you know it's warming up outside. I had a scarf. I had my...
Yeah, that on the first half. First and 10 to 35. Warner pointing out the defense here. They got one safety high. Twins left. Wide side of the field to the left. Warner shotgun. Looks left. Quick slam behind Dickman. Incomplete at the 42. And they beat that corner on the inside, but they still had Chenault there.
Well,
second and 10.
Quick slant. If Dickman slows up just a little bit, he makes that catch. He actually outran the football.
Mahara checks in for Graham Walker, that tight end core. 19 to snap it. Clock has stopped at 7:19. Rice 27, South Florida 14. Go to the two safeties high now. Shotgun snap, handoff to Connors, and some movement comes. This will be against Rice. Penalty number
8 of the day forthcoming.
False start. Offense, number 78. 5-yard penalty, second out.
An atypical penalty day for Ethan Oniano, his second.
Yeah, not going to help you there. You got to snap count, a little bit more disciplined. This Rice House offense has shown discipline for most of the day in terms of penalties.
Second and 10 at the 30. Rice right to left, leading 27-14. Shotgun snap, Warner stands poised, arcs it deep down the left side for Sykes. Juggles it, takes it away at the 35. He got it, beating Rucker down this near sideline in front of his buddies on the sideline. 35 yards for Mr. Matt Sykes.
Well, what's so impressive about that catch on the nine route there near side here is that a defender got his hand on the ball and Sykes still strong enough to be able to get up there and get it. That 6'4" frame, tell you what, that height helps you a lot when you can out-jump guys or just have that size advantage to be able to make a catch like that.
Strong like bull, right?
Yes, sir.
He's got it at that point of attack. And Sykes, transfer from UCLA, been here a couple years now, but
first
now
first time out of the half, Rice.
Al's wanting to get things going here. Yeah, just a quick stoppage here. 27-14, they lead USF, but Sykes has been one of the redeeming stories of this tough season all around for the Owls. Talked about going through better sleep habits, diet habits, just everything. Workout, like doing everything he could, just getting every last morsel of commitment that he could through his senior season. And it started really with his fiance pushing him. He told me the story about getting engaged out in his native Hawaii, Eva, his fiance, and he just credited her with so much, as a good woman will do, will know.
Yes, sir.
As really motivating him to give it all here a senior season. It's paid off for him tenfold.
Gotta get your rest, man. You gotta eat right, and you gotta get your rest. That's so important as a college football player.
Trips to the left side, the short side. First down to 33. Here's the snap. Back to pass is Warner, heaving it deep over the middle, looking tall for Bowman, reaches under it and makes the catch. What a job by Ty Bowman. He went into a second gear and went down to fetch it for 33 yards. Does an extended touchdown dance there, and he deserves it as Rice goes up 33-14.
Was that the waddle?
He was shaking it, he was waddling, he was doing everything.
That was the throw, though. Just the perfect mustard on that pass. I mean, Bowman, all he had to do was just dive a little, lean forward, catch the ball. It was right there, middle of the field, and that was on a post route, seam route, if you will. Bowman made the catch.
I'm telling you, he went into another gear there.
Yeah, he did.
What a job. Al's going into a two-point conversion look here. Rice checking the digits. They have not attempted. They're 1-for-3, actually, on the two-point tries this year. Looking left, throwing left towards Sykes. They're wrestling with the football. Ty goes to the offense. Wow. And Sykes caps it off. Gets the two-point try, and Rice goes up 35-14.
They have not played this well all year, period. I mean, you got two-point conversions working. You got touchdowns working. You got EJ on the money that just about all of his receivers, they're catching everything. It has been an outstanding day for the Rice. And he's got 400 yards passing.
Not a bad day.
That's what he has right now. I'm not sure if it's added correctly. 399. Okay, 399 and three touchdowns.
He just might get that the rest of the day. Rice 35, South Florida 14, 6:26 of the third. Stay back with us. It's Rice football from Learfield.